Okay, so last May, I went on this epic road trip. I went on a road trip. I was on the bus for 39 hours, and I went to 7 different small southern cities in 10 days. Because making bad ideas a reality is my forte. So before I even got on, I got a piece of threatening hate mail. Would you like to hear it?
Yes! Perfect!
That's exactly the right angle. Trigger warning for I'm about to read something hard to hear. All right, so I had placed an ad in the Nashville Craigslist saying LGBT and need to laugh. It was an advertisement for a show. And the person wrote back, LGBT and need to laugh, ? Stay the hell away from Nashville, Tennessee. I hate queers. And it was signed, Paul J. Mitchell. So I wrote back, Dear Mr. Mitchell, thanks for your email. I am sorry to hear you hate queers. I get what you were saying. That was a comma there, so that was all on you all. I totally get what you're saying. I hate Brussels sprouts. Recently, I have found, however, that it makes my life easier to just avoid places where Brussels sprouts congregate. Instead of insisting that Brussels sprouts avoid me. You would not believe me how much time this saves on email. With much affection, Kelly the Comic. So Paul J. Mitchell wrote back, and he said, the last thing I want is LGBT affection. So I friended him on Facebook. All right, so I took the Megabus. That was my trip on the Megabus. Who's taken the Megabus before? Right, yeah. Cheap and horrible. That's actually their motto. They don't even pronounce it like, you will never find our bus. It will probably be freezing cold. Perhaps you will have I was going to say a wild animal loose, but that's too much hyperbole, right? There were no wild animals loose the last time I was on the Megabus. But it might not come on time, that's for sure. Anyway, so I was taking the Megabus through. We stopped in. You know how you just stop at kind of random places, and you're not even really sure what state you're in? So I got out, and I bought a Diet Mountain Dew. And it was the middle of the night, so I had on my little hoodie and probably my hat backwards. And so as I bought my Diet Mountain Dew, the guy pushes my change back across the counter towards me. Looks at me again, looks down by his cash register, pulls out a card for the runaway hotline, and scoots it back across. Gee, mister, what makes you think I'm a runaway? But I had this objective. I grew up in a rural area, and I had this objective that I wanted to, everywhere I went through the South, just if anyone asked me what I was doing, just give them a completely honest answer, right? Hi, my name is Kelly Dunham. I'm a queer comic traveling through the rural South, blah, blah, blah. Queers are everywhere. As you know, sexual orientation and gender identity are two different. That was going to be my whole speech, right, wherever I went. So you guys can't, I actually don't have that much in it tonight, but often when I perform for middle-aged gay men, I will put, that's an exclusive club, right? When I perform at middle-aged gay men's clubs that never asked me to perform, sometimes it's a mixed crowd, right? And I know I'm a frumpy middle-aged lesbian. I'm fine with that. I'm fine with frumpy. I'm frumpy middle-aged lesbian or whatever. But sometimes you want to act like you're trying, right? So I learned this thing from drag queens about glitter. I don't know if you guys know about glitter. I could just put glitter in my hair, and that kind of just makes it, it's just symbolic. It doesn't look that awesome. It doesn't make me really look queeny. It's just like saying, I'm a frumpy lesbian, but guess what? I'm trying, you know? And when I used to perform with a lot of queens, I would get theirs free. I mean, and by get theirs free, I mean steal it from the dressing room. But I hadn't really been doing that many shows with queens anymore, and so I was buying my glitter, not at Ricky's, where it's expensive, but at the dollar store. Right, of course. And but at the dollar store, it just comes in those little containers, you know? And it's actually made, I think, of just aluminum foil, piece of aluminum foil. And so you just shake it on your head like a salt shaker like that. And it doesn't come out with just one shampoo. So I had a gig one night in Atlanta, and the next morning at 6 a.m., I'm on the Megabus, and the woman across the aisle from me looks at me with my, you know, smatterings of glitter still on my scalp and says, Are you a clown for children's parties? And so I just went into my name is Kelly Dunham, I'm a queer comic, establishing who the rules out, blah, 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 blah. Gender orientation and sexual orientation are two different. She said, you should just tell people you are a clown for children's parties. So my next gig was for Gay Pride in Birmingham, Alabama. I bet you didn't even know there was a Gay Pride in Birmingham, Alabama. Really? You totally knew that? So yeah, I performed in Birmingham, and it was a lovely, it's funny, the director of Pride said, Kelly, you know, I just can't imagine any place that's better to be gay than Birmingham, Alabama. And I was like, really? Not the Castro in 1972? Like, nothing? Anyway, so I got done with my gig in Birmingham, and you know how it is with the Megabus. It's just like a random place. And in Mobile, Alabama, the place where I was supposed to pick up my next bus, it was just a check-cashing parking lot. There was no indicator. There was not even that little yellow man. It was just completely unmarked. You just had to find the app, right? And so the director of Birmingham, Alabama Pride, wasn't really digging the idea of leaving me off in Mobile, Alabama at 2 o'clock in the morning in the check-cashing parking lot. So I can just see it's going through. He's feeling like a little paternal towards me, right? And he's like, should I? And so finally, I'm like getting my luggage out, and he says, something that in like 12 years of doing this, nobody's ever said to me, no Pride director has ever said. He said, do you want to borrow my gun? So I had to think that through. I'm from a rural area. I haven't really shot a gun since I was a young child, you know. So I don't know how good I am still at it. And assuming I would actually be able to shoot somebody else and not myself, then what do I do with the gun? Like, fed it to get back to him? This didn't seem like to be a very good plan. So I was like, no, thanks for the offer of the gun, but I'm okay. So I was sitting in the Mobile, Alabama parking lot, and with my suitcase, 2 o'clock in the morning. I don't die at the end of the story, if that's what you're worried about. And these guys, like, they were sent from Central Casting, came up in a pickup truck with, like, country music blaring, with baseball bats where the gun rack, on the gun rack, right? And they rolled down the window, and they really did do this, because it was too old for, like, that. It was like, "Rrr." And one of the guys yells out at the window, "You want to give me a suck job?" And I was perplexed because, to me, a blowjob actually seems like a suck job, right? But they're known as blowjobs. So did he just not know what they were called? Or did he want something else that I didn't know how to do? So as I was giving this some serious thought, whether I wanted to give him a suck job or not, I finally blurted out, I'm not very good at that, not on flesh and blood penises. Which so confused him that he just rolled up his window and drove.